Rock the Lakefront June 13th and 14th as Racine Harbor Fest returns for two unforgettable days of live music, mouthwatering food, and nonstop fun. Advance tickets $8, VIP tickets still available online at racineharborfest.com.
Just missiles with multiple warheads in its attacks that hit residences in Tel Aviv and a hospital, Prime Minister Netanyahu.
They're targeting a hospital. In this hospital, their patients are immobile. They can't even move. Right next to it is a children's ward, a baby's ward, infants.
No reported injuries. Patients and staff were underground. Extreme heat in parts of the West. Sandra Pinedo's son plays soccer in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where temps are into the 90s.
What the team did, they have a lot of breaks, more water, and make the periods of the game shorter.
It's Juneteenth, the federal holiday marking the end of slavery. Dion Sims is the granddaughter of the woman considered the grandmother of Juneteenth, Opal Lee.
We never forget on whose shoulders we stand. And I stand on some pretty broad shoulders.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Six more prosecutors in Waukesha County, two more in Washington. Wisconsin's Joint Finance Committee, led by Republicans, want to add 42 new prosecutors across 23 counties. Waukesha County would get six new positions and Brown County getting seven. The new jobs proposed are based on a staffing analysis by the Wisconsin District Attorneys Association. The GOP plan doesn't replace expiring federal funds that paid for about 29 prosecutor jobs statewide. Milwaukee is celebrating Juneteenth today with a full lineup of community events. The 54th annual Juneteenth Jubilee Parade is followed by a festival at Rose Park, and the events extend into the evening with a special Juneteenth celebration at Summerfest. Savannah Tolmie Olson explains the significance of the holiday.
While the Emancipation Proclamation was signed in 1863, it took 2 years to get the news to enslaved people in Confederate states. That news finally came to Texas on June 19, 1865, telling the last enslaved people in the country they were free. Governor Tony Evers raised the Juneteenth flag at the state capitol yesterday.
For 160 years, this day has been recognized across the nation to celebrate the true end of slavery in the United States. And in 1987, to bring this back home to Wisconsin, State Senator Spencer Coggs and Representative Marsha Coggs proposed the first legislation to recognize Juneteenth in Wisconsin. Unfortunately, it took us another two decades to get it right.
Wisconsin started marking Juneteenth in 2009. This is the sixth year in a row the flag has flown at the state capitol building.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It's play ball today at Wrigley. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Chicago Cubs playing today after being rained out last night. The game has now been rescheduled to create a doubleheader between the two teams August 18th. NFL, former Packers place kicker Anders Carlson has been released by the New York Jets. Carlson, drafted in the sixth round in 2023 by the Packers, has spent time with the 49ers and now the Jets. Former Packers defensive back and special teams guy Robert Rochelle has signed with the Dallas Cowboys. NBA, the Pacers host the Thunder tonight in Indianapolis. Tyrese Halliburton doing everything he can to get back on the court despite a strained right calf muscle.
I mean, I think just around-the-clock stuff as much as I can. Massage, needles, hyperbaric, H-wave. I mean, just a bunch of different things to try to get it to feel as, you know, as comfortable as you can going into it. The right taping stuff. I'm sure there's a bunch of medical professionals who better answer, but just doing everything that I'm told, trying to do everything I can.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
Mostly sunny and warm today with high temperatures making it to the mid 80s. Partly cloudy skies tonight. There's a good chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow morning. Some could be strong to severe. After that, the sunshine returns and the heat and humidity crank up for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, a new report on how the Trump tax giveaway could cost Wisconsin hospitals up to $4 billion over the next decade. Some won't survive.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Juneteenth. Today is the celebration of the announcement in Galveston, Texas on June 19th, 1865 by Major General Gordon Granger of the U.S. Army that the slaves were freed. Now, that had happened 2 years earlier, but you know, it took a while back in the day. The Emancipation Proclamation was actually issued on January 1st, 1863, in the midst of the Civil War. Black people in Galveston came out into the streets when Order Number 3 was read. And, you know, they had fought in the war. They had worked as soldiers, as nurses, as day laborers. They fought and died for this country. And now, of course, the Trump administration and Republicans across the country are trying to dial it back. Let's have a very quiet, subdued Juneteenth celebration. Right. We got a lot to talk about today. The chilling Republican plan to slam shut the courthouse doors on average Americans. This is a story that's absolutely flying under the radar. And everybody needs to know about this and know about it quick. Also, 88. Number 88 is fascist speak for the eighth letter of the alphabet twice. You know, the eighth letter of the alphabet is H. 88 is, just ask any Proud Boy, 88 means Heil Hitler. Two H's, right? So, of course, Trump just installed flagpoles in front of the White House, and guess how tall they are? I'll tell you about that in a little bit. And are Democratic groups finding their mojo? We got a great new ad I want to share with you. Ad is the wrong word. Public service announcement. In the second hour of our program, Phil Itner is going to drop by with a live update from Kyiv, Ukraine. He has very disturbing news. It looks like Putin has been told to declare full war on Ukraine. We'll see. Also, it'd be dangerous to give up billionaire and corporate money for general elections, but Bernie says that Democrats must do it for primaries. I think this is fascinating. We'll talk about that in the second hour. And also, give Donald Trump $1 million donation, and you too can be an Army officer. Everybody has to salute you. You get to wear a uniform and strut around. Seriously, he's put four people who gave him multi-million-dollar donations, gave him commissions as officers in the military, even though they've never served in the military. They're just tech bros. And in the third hour of our program, the Secretary of State for the state of Michigan, Jocelyn Benson, is going to drop by. She's got a new book, The Purposeful Warrior, Standing Up for What's Right When the Stakes Are High. And we will discuss that and her campaign for governor of Michigan and all that sort of stuff. But to start out, I mentioned in the setup that there is this chilling Republican plan to slam shut the courthouse doors on average Americans. This is real. You'll recall a month or so ago, I shared with you the details of a provision, a one-sentence provision that had been slipped into the House version of the so-called Big Beautiful Bill. This is the kill Medicaid to pay for tax cuts for billionaires legislation. And that provision had said that if a court rules that, say, Trump's lawyers or Trump himself, you know, or anybody in the Trump administration refuses to do what a court says, that the court can then hold them in contempt of court and hit them with fines or even jail. And that provision would have eliminated the ability of judges to issue contempt citations or hold people in contempt. A lot of people were upset about that. Got a lot of publicity. And so when this bill got to the Senate, Chuck Grassley pulled that out. He's the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, pulled that provision out and replaced it with something even worse. And that's the part that's getting no publicity at all. Right now, if you want to file a lawsuit, let's say that, an ICE officer beat you up or arrested you and you're a U.S. citizen. Or let's say you're a U.S. senator and you just got, you know, dragged to the ground by the FBI, a false arrest, classic false arrest, and you want to sue the government. Or let's say that you don't get your Social Security check or you're stopped at the border as you're trying to return to the country and they don't let you in. How do you solve those problems? How do you remedy that? How do you make yourself whole? Well, you sue the government. And, you know, when you sue the government, I mean, there are some expenses involved. Typically, you've got to hire a lawyer if you're not one. And there are some fees involved in filing papers with courts. They're not huge. I mean, you know, we're talking dozens or hundreds of dollars. But that's about it. Now, when the federal government defends itself in a case, they have to, you know, they've got a whole bunch of lawyers and they got the federal buildings and all the payrolls and the clerks and everything else. And so it costs millions of dollars for the federal government to defend itself, or arguably costs millions. You know, these people would still be being paid even if they weren't doing the work, but you can assign that work, you know, a cost to that work. And so what this provision that Chuck Grassley and others, we're not certain which Republican inserted this, although Chuck Grassley is bragging about it. But what this provision says is that when you file that lawsuit, you have to file a bond. In other words, a pile of cash, which you may lose, that equals the cost to the government, the possible cost, the maximum possible cost to the government of not just defending themselves in a lawsuit, but say the government loses. Let's say that you're a United States senator who got, you know, beat up and dragged to the ground by an FBI agent. And you sue for false arrest. And you sue for damages. You want $1 billion in damages. Well, that $1 billion then becomes the bond. So if you're going to sue for $30 million, you're going to sue for $50 million, you have to put up $30 million or $50 million, plus the additional $5 or $10 or $15 million that the government says is going to be their cost to defend your suit. What this means is that nobody other than billionaires or massive corporations will be able to sue the federal government going forward. It's just that simple. And why this is so insanely critical is that since the Republicans in the House and Senate have decided that they are not going to do anything to control Donald Trump's dictatorial impulses, the only branch of government, you know, there's three branches of government. You have the legislative, Congress, you've got the executive, the president, and you have the judicial, the Supreme Court and all the federal courts, the appeals courts and the district courts. Only the court system right now is holding Trump back. There, you know, there's nobody in Congress, at least no Republicans, and they control Congress right now, who are at all interested in controlling Trump, in regulating him, backing him down, in forcing him to back down. So if Trump wants to be a dictator, and clearly he does, the only thing that can stop him, and the only thing so far that has stopped him, in fact, over 300 lawsuits have been filed against him, and he's already lost at least 187 of those 300. He's only won 7.1% of the time. The only thing that can stop him are the federal courts. And what this provision in the big, beautiful cut Medicaid, kill, you know, reduce Medicare by $500 billion to pay for tax cuts for, you know, a $4 trillion tax break for billionaires. What this provision in that legislation would do is make that basically impossible. So now might be a good time to call your member of Congress at 202-224-3121, both of your senators and your member of the House of Representatives, and raise some absolute holy hell about this. Because this could be, I mean, this is end of the Republic kind of stuff. This is seriously dangerous stuff. And let's not forget this, by the way, when the next election comes.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us now.
3 in 4 people have no idea that the hospital I work at in northern Minnesota will likely close if this big, beautiful bill passes, as will the hospital in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. So it is incumbent upon us to have these conversations with each other, not in a hostile way, but in a genuine way about our values and the things that we deeply care about.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. And they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened, at least until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you should do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
There's a toll at the gate where the courts once stood open. Now billionaires wait. They've locked the doors tight. Put a bond on your plea. If you're fighting the tyrant, it ain't gonna be free. The price of fighting Trump is more than you can pay. We're selling off your justice, taking rights away. The courthouse is a fortress where the rich alone may stand. The price of fighting Trump is blood upon this land. They wrote it in secret, in the big beautiful bill. A bond for your sorrows, a bond for your will. Millions of billions to speak of your pain. While Trump's goons run free again and again. The price of fighting Trump is more than you can pay. The selling off your justice, taking rights away. The courthouse is a fortress where the rich alone may stand. The price of fighting Trump is blood upon this land. Ice at your doorstep, your benefits gone. They say post a bomb before righting the wrong. No judge will hear you, no court will respond, till you pay the ransom, till you break on their bond. So call every sinner, shout loud, raise the cry, before justice is priced so damn high we can't try. The Constitution's bleeding, the rule of law's thin. Fighting Trump is the soul of this land we're in. The price of fighting Trump is more than you can pay. We're selling off your justice, taking rights away.
Welcome back to the courthouse. Past the hour, so just ask any white supremacist what 88 stands for. They love to use that. 88 and 14. Are the two big ones. 88, of course, the eighth letter of the alphabet is H, so 88 is HH, and HH is Heil Hitler. As I said, any white supremacist will enthusiastically tell you. So Donald Trump installs a massive flagpole out in front of the White House yesterday. And here's the headline from USA Today. Trump installs a pair of new 88-foot tall flagpoles. 88 foot. Not 90 feet, not 75 feet, not 80 feet, not 100 feet. 88 feet. Amazing. Meanwhile, some of the Democratic groups out there are getting their mojo. This is an amazing clip, this little video clip here that we're going to play for you. Of, you know, it starts out with a young woman and a young man looking at each other and having a conversation. And then comes ICE. Here we go.
I had a really good time today.
Yeah, me too. I really like...
What are you doing?
She's coming with us.
What are you talking about? Who are you?
I'm your Republican congressman. Now that we're in charge, we're rounding up illegals.
She was born here. She's a citizen.
I don't care. She looks like one of them. But don't worry. When she's in prison in El Salvador, she'll have lots of company.
The homegrowns are next. It ends with a quote from Donald Trump. The homegrowns are next. Yeah. So here we are. Here we are. They want to keep you out of the court. They want to prevent you from suing the administration, from stopping them. They have already snatched multiple U.S. citizens. They've arrested a Democratic mayor. They've arrested a Democratic member of the House of Representatives. They beat a Democratic senator to the ground. Every single one of them, by the way, a person of color. This is this administration's war on Democrats who are not white. I haven't seen, maybe I missed it. I mean, you know, call and correct me if I'm wrong on this. But I have not yet seen them go after white Democrats, which tells me that while they yell and scream about Democrats and the Democratic Party, which they insist on using Joe McCarthy's old slur and calling it the Democrat Party. There is no such thing. But that's, you will literally not be able to find a Republican who will refer to the Democratic Party or members of the Democratic Party as anything other than the Democrat Party. But nonetheless, and by the way, there was a judge who said this a couple days ago, a Reagan judge, who pointed out this is all about race. This is about making America white again. This, the whole DEI, anti-DEI, it's got nothing to do with diversity, equity, inclusion programs. What it has to do with is stripping out black people. Trump just took the bust of Martin Luther King out of the White House, replaced it with a white guy, Winston Churchill, not even an American. But hey, get that black guy out of the White House. It's the White House, after all. This is the bottom line for the GOP now. Their racist base has put them in power, and they are... They're saying, okay, here's what you want. This is what you're going to get. I'll pick up your calls right after the break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what say you here on the place where smart people get their news? I'll be right back with your thoughts.
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why. And ignoring it could accelerate your aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to Native Path Collagen to restore what time takes away. This is a clinically supported, bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness and reverse nail damage, improve cellulite appearance, and feel real results in as little as 14 days. Right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, you can claim up to 45% off for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Hartman. Go to getnativepath.com/Hartman. Supplies are limited.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. We'll talk with former Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen about his bipartisan effort with the Democracy Defense Project. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1. On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. MPS is facing another deadline. The district must submit a plan by Tuesday to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services on how it will prevent further lead problems. Milwaukee Public Schools was recently fined more than $6,000 after state inspectors found 13 new instances of noncompliance at schools. District leaders say they're addressing the issues and working with contractors to ensure that all buildings are safe for students by the start of the next school year. Felony charges have been filed against a Milwaukee man that initially made threats, then followed through on damage to an area Jewish temple. At this point, hate crime charges are not included against 59-year-old Daniel Kiltonen. Police say he used a golf club to vandalize Temple Menorah and targeted Jewish symbols earlier this week. Kiltonen remains locked up and has been ordered to undergo a mental evaluation. There will be a delay for Dugan. Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan's federal trial over allegations she helped an immigrant avoid arrest by federal agents has been delayed. Court records show a July 21st date is no longer on the schedule. The delay is due to the judge wanting to consider Dugan's motion to dismiss the charges. Her attorneys argue her actions were protected by judicial immunity. An in-person scheduling conference is scheduled for July 9th. One of the top-selling artists of all time opens up the big gig. Summerfest, the world's largest music festival, kicks off today, welcoming music fans for 3 weekends of concerts, food, and fun. To help ease traffic and parking, the festival's popular park-and-ride lots are running with buses. That includes the College Avenue lot that had been closed due to people camping out in it. Tonight's headline act at the American Family Insurance Amphitheater is Def Leppard. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and warm today, with high temperatures making it to the mid-80s. Partly cloudy skies tonight. There's a good chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow morning. Some could be strong to severe. After that, the sunshine returns and the heat and humidity crank up for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, Vitaly's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
There's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Tomorrow, we've got celebrity guests. We've got Marcelia Nicholson, Milwaukee County Board Chair, Sabrina Madison, Dana Pelobon, and Ellie Halo, a woman of Black trans experience. Do not miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Support.
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Tyranny wants the press silence, justice blind, erasing truth, controlling minds. He'll sue the papers, take them down, hand the power to the richest in town. The shadows fall, we're losing light, democracy fading into the night. It's America's descent.
Past the hour, so what say you about all these things? Cliff in Santa Clarita, California. Hey, Cliff, what's on your mind today?
Oh, good morning, Tom. I'm going to play amateur psychologist or psychiatrist, one of them. I don't think there's a question that the orange stain is a psychologically damaged individual. You've mentioned that many times. I believe it could all stem from what Stormy Daniels described about his nether region, his micro, I'm not going to say the word.
She called it a mushroom, yes.
Yeah, okay. I give it a high probability that his entire life of acting out, the 24 women of accusing of a sexual assault, E. Jean Carroll, et cetera, even the long red tie. I think the rage and hatred and cruelty coming from this man could be a reaction to his anatomical inadequacies. Yeah, exactly. And one of Stephanie's friends, a caller to her show, called the other day his small in the pants parade. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, anyways, one more thing, Tom, real quick. I attended the rally, the No Kings rally out here in Santa Clarita. It was in Valencia. Mm-hmm. We're about 30 miles north of downtown L.A. Absolutely incredible. It was so energizing, such an amazing spirit. One of the best experiences I can remember. But I saw a lot of signs calling him a clown. I'm going to plead to people, please don't call him a clown, because clowns are funny, entertaining, and usually high energy. Mm-hmm. The orange stain is none of them. He's dull, boring, and unfunny. I've never heard him say anything remotely funny.
Yeah. One of the more popular memes, of course, is elect a clown, expect a circus. But I get it. I get what you're saying, Cliff.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. I've never seen, and I don't have a degree in psychology, but I've paid a lot of attention to that field ever since I was a kid. I read Freud when I was 10 or 11 years old. And tried to map, you know, what's the id, what's the superego, all those things. But I've never seen a study correlating equipment size, shall we say, any particular psychopathology. They may be out there. I'll have to ask ChatGPT when I get off, you know, during the next break.
My amateur speculation. That's all.
Yeah. No, I get it. I totally get it. I used to make jokes about this. We had the Small Penis Gun Club, you'll recall, years ago that we started.
Right.
We had a website for it and everything, a logo.
Yeah, overcompensating, you said.
Yeah, the compensate. Yeah. But again, I'm not sure of any evidence. That's interesting. Cliff, thank you. Thanks for sharing that. David in Edmonds, Washington. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. Thanks a lot. I called you about 6 or 7 months ago. I'm a volunteer with Ukraine Defense Support, and I just wanted to announce that at the time we had just hit the $1 million, donation mark. Mm-hmm. And so we were really proud of that, happy. Well, I just want to announce that it's not this month, and certainly in July, we're going to hit the $2 million donation mark. On top of that, we could add over $500,000 of extremely high quality medical equipment that like Kaiser Permanente and other medical groups, they have a lot of surplus, a lot of supplies out there that are just sitting there that they really need in Ukraine. So we've gotten that moving, too. Hmm. And anyway, our volunteers are pretty much the key. We're getting more and more volunteers as well. Hmm. But they're the key to a lot of these fundraising.
So what is Ukraine Defense Support, and what do volunteers volunteer to do?
Well, we meet every Thursday. We talk about that. We have
a local
initiatives.
Group in Washington State?
In Seattle.
In Seattle.
Yeah, in Seattle. We're based in Seattle. We meet every Thursday night by Shoreline. Mm-hmm. And we've got about 500 members, and we're involved in anything that has to do with Ukraine. Festivals, events, things of that nature, but we're constantly doing different sorts of fundraising. Our volunteers are really great at fundraising, we have a really important one coming up. One of the most legendary and great rock and roll bands of Ukraine. They're called Volpi Bodolasi. We just call them VV because it's kind of strange, but they're kind of like REM. Think of the REM. They're very famous in Ukraine. They're going to do a free concert July 1st at the Tractor Tavern here in Seattle. All ticket sales go straight to Ukraine.
That's great.
And it's going to be like a people want to go because it's who's doing anything on Tuesday night anyway, but it's going to be like a scene straight out of a bar in Kiev or Lviv. It'll just be really, really cool.
David, is there a website?
A lot of money.
Is there a website where people can learn more about this?
Yeah, and they can get their tickets there. It's at UkraineDefenseSupport.org.
Okay.
And like I say, most of us are in Seattle, but we got members all over the world, and we have some of the smartest, some of the best members, people that really do a heck of a job, because there's a lot of people out there that really care about Ukraine, and I think Ukraine's going to make it. It's going to still be tough.
Yeah.
But
yeah, Russia launched a massive attack overnight. They killed about 30 people in an apartment building in Kyiv.
Yeah.
It's so grim.
Believe me,
Putin has so much blood on his hands.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's made me want to double my efforts.
Yeah.
It's made me really care more and more. And I just look for ways every day to how to help Ukraine.
That's great.
And,
so UkraineDefenseSupport.org, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
David, sir. I got to move along, but thank you. Thanks for sharing that and keep us updated on how it goes, okay?
Yes, sir, I will. Thanks. Great. Keep up the good work, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Back at you, David. Mm-hmm. Randy in Huntington Beach, California. Hey, Randy, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. Couple of things. First of all, the problem with democracy in the United States is that our institutions no longer represent the people. The people have lost the House, the Senate, the Supreme Court, and the presidency. They no longer represent us.
All right. Thanks to Citizens United.
The court cases. You've cited those court cases, which have really helped me understand this. Now, all we've got left is the power of the people, and that's why No King's Day, which was phenomenal, which was so important. It was one of the most enjoyable protests I've ever been to. 5 out of 5 stars. I'm going to attend again on July 17th, which is the Good Trouble Lives On Day to 5-year anniversary of Representative John Lewis's death. Now, in recent weeks in Huntington Beach, the people have spoken loudly and clearly twice. On June 10th, both Measure A and B were defeated by the people. We won by 58 and 60.2% to stop book censorship committees and to stop the privatization of our public libraries.
That's
so
great.
The right wing was spanked loudly, twice.
I'm amazed that they got as much of a vote as they did. I mean, 40% roughly of people in California are in favor of banning books? That's pretty shocking,
rather
actually.
Rather astounding.
Randy.
It's wrapped up in a lot of religious fervor. But the thing that I really found cool about No King's protest, which was large and loud and peaceful, and people came in all shapes and sizes and colors. I've never seen so many old white people at a protest in my life. And when thousands of old white people show up in Huntington Beach.
Yeah, the hippies are back, Randy.
The old
anti-war folks from the 60s are back in the No King's protests and whatnot.
We're still here, in other words.
The story played out, absolutely. And the story played out time and time again in city and city of trust, the nation. Where was the president? He was in his parade bunker, parading around with little toy soldiers.
Yeah.
Now, I heard a couple of comments. The crowds broke out with the chant, "Never again Republican." And I hope for the next protest, the chant is amended to "Never again Republican democracy will rule again."
Yeah.
Because I think those two are closely related.
Well, let me give you a little encouragement here. On Tuesday, the day before yesterday, New Jersey held a primary, a Democratic primary, and Mikey Sherrill won, who's going to go on to run for I believe this is the governor's race. She's running against State Representative Jack Chiarelli, who is endorsed by Trump. But here's the shocking stuff. In 2013, there were 195,000 people who showed up for the primary in Virginia. In 2021, there were 382,000 people who showed up for the primary. In 2017, there were 503,000 people who showed up for the primary. So we're seeing, progressively greater participation. And this is just the Democratic primary, right? The number for the one this week was 814,000 people. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, that is wonderful.
Yeah. So,
well, I think people are righteously angry because our president's been violating the Constitution. We're angry at the kidnappings and the deportations and the concentration camps.
Yep.
And the tax cuts for the rich.
Yep.
And the murder of politicians and the hammer attack on Pelosi. And the list goes on and on.
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Now it's ethnic cleansing.
Yep. Yep.
It's just, we need to bring our country back. So
and now he's talking about having a war with Iran. When the intelligence community, all 17 intelligence agencies, according to Tulsi Gabbard, our intelligence chief, are saying they don't even have nukes.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's amazing. And Netanyahu is playing Trump like a fiddle. 46 minutes past the hour. What say you? I think it's a call for that. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
Escape to paradise this summer at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Spacious accommodations, perfect for families or romantic getaways. Voted top 10 best water parks in the U.S., championship golf, the longest zip line in the area, and the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin. Book a Chula Vista Resort all-inclusive package now at 1-800-388-4782 or visit ChulaVistaResort.com. Your summer paradise awaits.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Matt Nair on Air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, do we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
When Republicans try to be cute, they always end up looking like Wile E. Coyote in the old cartoons. Governor Evers is the Roadrunner, and his veto pen is the Acme anvil that keeps getting dropped on their heads. If what they want to do over the next few weeks is not pass a state budget, it would be best for them to get one of those tiny cartoon umbrellas to guard against another Acme anvil that voters are going to drop on their heads.
Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. And it's past the hour. The calls here, Andy in Wilmington, Delaware, listening on Sirius XM. Hey, Andy, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Good to talk to you. I'll get right to the point. There's a couple of questions that I don't hear the answers to, and that is, number one, do locally elected representatives have the right to inspect an ICE facility? And I had one other question about bombing. Well,
let me just respond to that. According to the legislation that created ICE, it is under continuous review. There's a phrase. It's escaping me at the moment. But basically, any member of Congress can go into any ICE facility at any time for a surprise inspection. Now, ICE has pushed back just in the last 2 days, and maybe it was just yesterday, saying that that may be true for our prison facilities, but for our offices, you can't come in and inspect us. And that, I guarantee you, is going to be adjudicated. It's going to go to court. And so that's where it's at right now. But local officials... The mayor of Mayor Roz Baraka, who was arrested in New Jersey at an ICE facility, he was asserting that the facility was opened without a certificate of occupancy from the city, which the city zoning requirements require, that they hadn't even applied for one. They just, you know, went ahead and did it. And they're, of course, asserting that they're federal and they don't have to do what the city says, which is just not true. So, you know, we'll see. But that, again, that'll be adjudicated, I'm guessing. I'm not certain about the status of that with regard to the courts, but it wouldn't surprise me if that's going through the courts as well.
Well, you know what? It's I just can't believe that by the time courts adjudicate, damage is done. And this has happened over and over again with these. It's like we're trying to shoot a swarm of bees with a machine gun.
Yeah.
It's
a good metaphor. You know,
so I don't know how we're going to be able to stop this this galloping toward authoritarianism. When a president can take an action, it can be affected overnight and weeks later be questioned.
Yeah. No, I get it, Andy. And that's why this provision in the new you know, cut Medicaid to pay for a billionaire tax cut bill that basically says that if you want to sue the government, if you want to try to stop ICE from doing something, it's going to cost you millions of dollars that you got to put up front.
Oh, yeah, I heard you say that.
Yeah, it's just insane. It's just crazy. Andy, thank you for the call.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, good talking to you. Susie in Willits, California. Hey, Susie, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'm talking about the suicide hotline that's going to be omitted.
Yeah, this for people who don't know what you're talking about, let me just real quick. There's a suicide hotline for gay teens and gay and lesbian and trans teens, and it's gotten federal funding for years and years and years, and the Trump administration wants to pull that funding. So keep back to you.
Right. So I've used this hotline. I'm not gay or anything like that, but they have a number here in California where you can call and they'll let you talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they won't be judgmental. You know, they'll probably let you talk more than you listen. And it's really helped me out a lot.
Yeah. Suicide hotlines are important.
Someone else, you know. And now this whole hotline is being, just.
Yeah. And on top of this, the Supreme Court comes out yesterday and completely ignoring medical science, literally completely ignoring medical science.
Oh, my, my.
The six conservatives on the Supreme Court basically said trans people in America have no rights. Or few rights. And that's,
really? I mean, it's just, like it's, you said, how many trans people do you know?
Yeah.
I don't know any of them.
Well, I know a couple, and one of them's in my family, and I'm
just absolutely horrified by this. Whose business is it theirs?
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, really?
I agree. Susie, I got to move along.
None of their business.
Spot on. Yeah, I agree. Thank you. Monty in Kingman, Arizona. Hey, Monty, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, sir. I was really wondering how much does 88-foot flagpoles are going to cost the taxpayer.
Well, Trump is claiming that he's paying for these as a gift to the United States and that they're $50,000 each. And I'm willing to believe that that's true.
I'm willing to believe it's not. We're always paying for everything. Also, he sounded like a bumbling fool after that. I caught that. So I just had to bring it to the attention of this
guy. Well, he is a bumbling fool.
On that. Well, no. Aside, we're here.
Yeah. But, you know, and now, you know, increasingly people are concerned about his, not just his mental health, but also his physical health. He's constantly got this big scar on his right hand or his left hand, I forget which one, that looks like he's getting infusions of something. Who knows? Maybe it's blood from children. He had a patch on his neck the other day. I mean, something's going on with Trump's health. Of course, he's 79 years old now. He's got a lot of people scratching their heads and looking at J.D. Vance and thinking, this guy, if it's possible to be worse than Trump, J.D. is it. And that's pretty scary, too. Monty, thanks for the call. I just think the flagpoles are tacky. I mean, hanging a giant flag, just a massive flag in front of the White House. Seriously? This is what dictators do. Dictator quiche. This is dictator's fashion. Amazing. Phil Itner, live from Kyiv, Ukraine, is up next. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
It's summer. Campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories. But lately, one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation and pushing their religion into courtrooms, classrooms, and even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom. Seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't about personal beliefs. It's about power. And it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where the Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts, in schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 and become a member today. Because the only story that should run this country is ours, not the...
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you think you know the story behind Summerfest, you may be surprised to learn this. Summerfest didn't start on Milwaukee's lakeshore. Opening to the booms from an air show, the nine-day event in July of 1968 also included car races, soccer matches, and of course, music of all sorts. It was held at more than 35 different locations across the city. Research shows the first several years didn't make money, but rather than give up, organizers moved everything to what had been a 15-acre Cold War missile site and airport along Lake Michigan. This big decision to find a permanent site in the 1970s grew to what's known as the Big Gig, and now runs the next three weekends, noon to midnight. More history and information right here next week, and event details at summerfest.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Israel's defense minister threatens Iran's supreme leader after an Iran missile hit a hospital in Israel. CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
Well, this is the biggest hospital in southern Israel, and it was badly damaged. But there were no serious injuries because most of the patients have been moved.
South Dakota is one of an increasing number of states with extreme heat advisories, all the way from the upper Midwest to Southwest, temperatures into the 90s. Time to take it easy.
I mainly just stay inside, try to get out of the sun, drink a lot of water, too, and just kind of like hang out.
Well, for the fifth year, Americans are celebrating Juneteenth as a federal holiday, marking the end of slavery. Emory University sociologist Karita Brown tells us.
This news that came to Galveston, Texas, culminated the last standing community, Black community, to learn about their freedom.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.